When you lose your liberty in Britain, you also lose your right to vote. But the European Court of Human Rights says that the UK's current ban on all serving prisoners from voting contravenes Article 3 of Protocol No. 1 of the European Convention on Human Rights. The British government was given a deadline of November the 22nd last year to come up with a legislative plan to help it comply with the court's ruling. And now new legislation, the Voting Eligibility Prisoners Draft Bill, is facing scrutiny from a committee of both the House of Commons and House of Lords. It's certainly provoking strong emotions in the famously strident British tabloid press.
Euro judges meddle in our laws.
Prison pedos will get the vote.
Mickey Mouse, European judges.
Euro court demand ballots for lags.
Well, Derek Smith was once one of those so-called lags.
I got myself into debt last year, ended up stealing some money, and ended up getting a six-month prison sentence for it.
Derek was released from prison 8 months ago and now spends several days a week volunteering in a cafe at a local church hall in Manchester.
I've been someone who's always voted. To have their vote taken away from me was quite a horrible thing, especially as it could affect my life for 5 years afterwards.
He favours a system in which prisoners serving short sentences can still vote, but where serious offenders are stripped of the right. But UK Prime Minister David Cameron has said he feels physically sick at the thought of any prisoner being able to vote.
He shouldn't generalise all prisoners as being, you know, lifers, or, you know, who've murdered, raped, everything else. You know, there are different scales of it, you know, for minor crimes and major crimes. If someone's in for, you know, a long period of time, by all means, then take it away. But, you know, for people who are on short terms, I mean, you get some people who go in just for a week for non-payment of a fine or something like that, and they're having a major civil liberty taken away from them.
But what about the victims in all of this? I can hear the British tabloids screaming and screeching.
We've been burgled twice, we've been assaulted, my husband's been assaulted.
I can't even count the amount of times that we've come out in the morning and the wing mirror's been kicked off the car. It's just senseless vandalism, really, for no reason, just thugs deciding that they, you know, they wanted to just break somebody's property for fun.
That's Maria and Steve Valentine, who used to live in Salford.
I've had eggs pelted at the baby's bedroom window. I've had kitty litter left outside of the house. Again, just mindless stuff.
For Maria and Steve, giving criminals in prison a vote would be a step too far.
And, yeah, we wouldn't necessarily deprive them of shelter, the right to food. It is a symbolic right. It is to say, well, you really have sacrificed your place in the community because you've taken away somebody's goods, you've committed a crime, you've disrespected somebody else in the community. Why should you have the right to vote?
According to the polls, the majority of Brits are against prisoners voting. And there are restrictions in other EU countries too, including Germany, where inmates lose the vote if they are convicted of crimes that target the state or democratic order. But the issue for the European Court of Human Rights with Britain is its blanket ban.
There's a very important issue, and that's in relation to the impact that a prison might have on the outcome of a specific election.
Liberal Democrat MP John Leach is one of the legislators who must make the final decision on prisoners' voting rights.
In some constituencies, the actual majority of the winning party is very, very small. So if you have a prison with, say, 1,000 inmates in, the actual votes of prisoners could actually dictate the outcome of an election.
The last time the House of Commons had a vote on the issue, MPs came down by a margin of 234 to just 22 in favour of keeping the blanket ban. But this time that is not an option, and judges want to see some movement.
But I do think that this is a stick that the anti-Europeans are going to use to argue that this is just an example of how terrible Europe is and a reason why we should leave the European Union. My view is that this is an issue that should be up to national governments to decide, not Europe to dictate.
John Leach is at odds with his party on this one. The Liberal Democrats, who are the minority partners in the UK coalition government, are actually in favour of giving all prisoners the right to vote. That's very unlikely to happen, but compromise is on the cards, with a tiered system in which some inmates on short sentences get the franchise being the most likely outcome. The government is expected to bring forward more proposals in the coming weeks. This is Ashley Byrne for DW in Manchester, England.